following program is intended for mature audiences.
They used to bounce messages across the earth.
Shows. Everyone in the old world had a show.
Do you think there's still somebody out there? Sending shows?
Who knows? Those are the planes of silence.
Savino Veritas, live from Burbank, California.
Despite his sleight of hand, he's jerking us off again. Jerking us off with leaking his own tax returns. Donald Trump, commander in tweet, commander in cheat, King Kong. This is Savino Veritas. It's Tom Savino from Burbank, California, land of make-believe and fantasy. Savino Veritas, be with us tonight and every Thursday night at this time and all the time, 24/7 at JuiceTalk.com. Let's find out how Don the Con has been jerking us off. And he has been, friends. He leaked his own taxes. He leaked his own taxes. It was a return that had to be done, because, and it had to be very proper, because it was the year that Melania Trump needed. She needed 3 years. She needed 3 years of tax return to become a citizen, and that 2005 return that was supposedly stolen by MSNBC, and it wasn't. That was leaked purposely by Donald Trump, because that one had to, all the I's had to be dotted, all the T's had to be crossed, everything had to be proper in order for Melania to get her citizenship in 2005. She needed to produce the 2003, 2004, and 2005 returns. Now, the 2005 return happened to be the one where they filed jointly. And we're going to, and speaking of jointly, we're going to have a real funny bit with Commander in Weed smoking some Kush. And I don't mean Kushner, I mean Kush. And that'll be a funny bit. We got a lot of funny things on the show tonight, but we do have to get serious for a while, and Savino Veritas, and admit or face the fact that we're being conned again. There was a contest out this week on what to name Trump to combat the brain dead Republicans for upcoming elections, or the congressional elections and the presidential election, even though it's almost 4 years away. But the tagline, the propaganda tagline slogan, "Crooked Hillary," had a great effect on defeating Hillary Clinton. So there was a contest online this week to come up with some names, hashtags, to really tag this person. It's kind of hard because he has so many faults, so many things to deal with. I came up with King Khan. King Khan. I also like the Lion King, L-Y-I-N, the Lion King. And there's so many. People have Don the Con, Demon Don. Demon Don's a good one. There's a lot of good ones that show what kind of a wonderful person President Donald Trump is. Now, the Russian story is not going away, and we're going to have something on that in a moment. But first, we have a couple of things from Conan O'Brien tonight in honor of St. Patrick's Day, which will be St. Patrick's Day on the East Coast before the end of the show, or right at the end of the show. It will be St. Patrick's Day on the East Coast. Here on the West Coast, it will remain the night before St. Patrick's Day. And if you're listening on Juice Talk, www.juiced, J-U-I-C-E-D, talk, T-A-L-K, juicetalk.com, it may be Christmas or 4th of July, because you could hear this show the Cotola Chronicles. You could hear Up All Night with the Artisty and Anne-Marie. You could hear all of them 24/7 whenever you want, in your, at your leisure, in your tub. Although, watch the electricity. You don't want to be electrocuted. But just be mindful of not getting electrocuted. You can listen anywhere, anytime, any place at juicedtalk.com. But right now, if you're listening, it is listening from Canada, our friends from Canada, who are allowing me to do this without censorship. And I appreciate that. From SRN1 in the Toronto area, say hi, shout out to Phil Hong, who will be doing the news at midnight on the East Coast right after the show. So stay tuned for Phil Hong, and thank you, SRN1. And that's at 148.ca/1. 148.ca/1. That's where we're on every week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm sorry, 8 p.m. Pacific Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday. And again, 24/7 at juicetalk.com.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, before President Trump took office, a White House spokesperson confirmed that President Barack Obama and Mr. Trump have been talking regularly on the phone. Well, apparently, even after taking office, President Trump is still calling President Obama for advice. And unbelievably, we are the only show that has managed to get a hold of the audio. It's unbelievable. Everyone else is asleep on the job. Well, here are the latest calls between former President Obama and President Trump.
Hello? You probably heard that Mar-a-Lago is the new Camp David.
I don't think that's true.
I'm hosting the Chinese president there next month. I forgot his name.
Xi Jinping?
No, not the panda.
Hello?
Hey, Barack.
What do you want?
I want your opinion. Which tie do you like better? This one or this one?
Donald, we're on the phone. I can't see what ties you're holding on.
Yeah, right. Sure you can. I'm holding them up in front of the microwave. You like the red one? I think I like the red one.
I am not spying on you through your microwave.
Fine. What are you using? I hope it's not the bidet. That would be gross. Hey, Barack, you have to help me out of a jam.
Which of your many jams is that?
Remember I said you were tapping my line? Well, they want me to submit proof you did it by next week.
Good luck with that.
So, full confession, I'm taping this call so you could just say, hey, President Trump, I, Barack Obama, have been wiretapping your calls.
Of course I won't say that.
Say what exactly?
Nice try.
I'm on fire, Barack. Did you see consumer confidence is at a 15-year high? We're making America great again.
Okay, Donald, congratulations.
Ever since I was elected, American consumers are buying all sorts of things in record numbers. Luggage, airline tickets, cancer, guns.
That doesn't sound good, Donald.
Prefab bomb shelters, antidepressants, fashion memorabilia.
Hello?
Home surgery kits, ski masks, cyanide caps, baseball bats with barbed wire wrapped around them, birth control, deadbolts, Bibles, hollowed-out mattresses, New Zealand citizenship, alcohol. Bear, I'm ready to hear your apology anytime now.
I'm not going to apologize. I haven't done anything wrong.
You installed a camera in my microwave, a major violation of privacy.
That's absolutely ridiculous. If I was going to install a camera in your home, it definitely wouldn't be in the microwave.
But that's where I have my most intimate and vulnerable moments.
What, you're having sex with a microwave? Wait, are you serious?
It was the waffle maker, and it was consensual.
Excellent show tonight. From Parks and Recreation and the FX series Legion, I love her.
Here's an exclusive interview with Donald Trump prior to the election as he smokes weed.
I'm a bad person. F*** you. I'm this horrible human being. Potentially the Third World War. Wearing a Ku Klux Klan outfit. Cut the shit. Oh, that's not the same thing. That I can tell you. Okay, you ready?
You go first. Easy. Are you okay?
Whoa. This is very nice.
How do you feel?
Very high. It's very rich.
Yeah. Why do you keep staring at your hands?
Because my hands.
a hand with little fingers coming out of a stem. Like, look at my hands. My hands are normal hands. You know, my hands are normal, slightly large, actually.
Dude, you're seriously stoned.
Look, take a look at that hand. This big, strong, powerful hand.
What about my hands?
Oh, you have nice hands. You have good hands. Very nice. They're normal. You have strong hands. You have good-sized hands. I thought you were, like, deformed. I thought you had small hands. Small hands, and you know what that means.
I do?
Okay. He has small hands, and therefore you know what that means. He has small something else. You can look it up.
No, I won't. Would you decriminalize weed?
Well, I don't know. It's illegal. I was against it for years, but I had no idea. A lot of people think that that's very inappropriate. I mean, you know, we have to be very careful. And I've been very good on this stuff. I think it's just something that I think I'd be inclined to do, but I'd like to study it. You know, I've been doing things for a long time, and it's amazing. And right now, I can do almost nothing about it because I'm a well-known person, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
What if you become the president?
I wouldn't mind when I'm president.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you think about yourself? I mean, the real Donald Trump.
Based on everything I've seen and watched and everything else, and I just think that I'm a bad person. It's just, I'm this horrible human being. Racist, just doing horrible mess, creating havoc. I've had Muslims call me and tell me, you're right. But nobody ever calls me. I never had a call. Nobody ever calls. You know, a brief phone call could be incredible, actually.
Yeah, I'm sure it would. Hey, is it true you punched George Bush in the face?
Bush hit me first. So he started. So unfair.
Seriously? What the hell?
He punched other people. He was punching people. He was absolutely out. I mean, he hit people, and he screamed, and then he was walking out, and he's giving everybody the finger. So what happened is I was hitting him pretty hard. He took a lot of heat, obviously. It didn't work too well. It was on live television, smacking, you know, fighting. All hell broke out, right?
Are you still angry?
Boy, I'd like to smash him. I'd like to punch him.
So is it also true you punched Hillary?
I've only hit her once, and that was 8 weeks ago. But I haven't started on Hillary yet. And, you know, when I do, I think I'll be able to make my point.
Dude, you would hit a woman?
I beat Hillary. Remember, one thing that everybody has said, I'm a counterpuncher.
Whoa, okay. Let's switch gears. This is getting weird. So, how's your company doing?
We don't build anymore. You know, we had our day. But, you know, we have $19 trillion in debt. We're sitting probably on a bubble. And it's going to be very nasty. You know, we're borrowing all of this money. We're borrowing money from China. In bad shape. It's in bad condition. We're moving to Mexico now. And, you know, we're borrowing all of this money. It's a hopeless situation.
So, do you have any money left?
Essentially zero.
Would it have anything to do with the fact that you're famous for not paying some of your contractors?
Well, I don't like to tell you what I do because do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think I get it. You need this presidency thing more than I thought.
But, you know.
So, what will be the first thing you'll do as the president? Take a hit.
I think the answer is potentially the Third World War, okay, with Russia. I want to start the process of nuclear.
You what?
I always say we have to be unpredictable. Why? Now, they have nothing but money. I think we're going to start World War III over what they did.
Dude, but what will you do if you lose?
I actually think I'd be a great cheerleader, beyond other things, the other things that I do. I actually think I'd be a great cheerleader for the country. You know, you have to start out by giving them hope and giving them spirit. And
how will you do it?
Wearing a Ku Klux Klan outfit, dragging an American flag. I will rent an arena for 20,000 seats.
What do you imagine this will look like?
The whole place goes, USA, USA. That's why they're all screaming, USA, USA. And you have children there. You have a lot of children that go, Trump, Trump, Trump. You know, they go with their parents.
And how are you going to make America great again?
With jobs. You know, if we can, jobs is so important. There are no jobs. There are none. But when they take these countries out of the United States, with tremendous unemployment, they're allowing tremendous people, you know, shouldn't be allowing that to happen. And a lot of this is caused by the fact that there were no jobs. So if we could create jobs, if we can create jobs, it would solve so many problems.
Maybe more jobs?
And create jobs.
And what if it doesn't work out?
You know, I feel very strongly about law enforcement. I feel that law enforcement's got to play a big role. It's got to play a big role. But strong law and order.
Can I ask you something personal?
You know, we don't know each other. We've never really met. You know, we have something very much in common, and I'm your neighbor. I'm your neighbor right down the road, right?
Yeah, 56th and Lexington. So, why did you say you would date your own daughter?
No, I didn't. Oh, no. I know what you said. There was a question asked of me. I said that, and I said pretty much exactly this. I said, I mentioned that as an example because that's why I brought that up. And a couple of people have said the same thing as you, where they said that I say that. And I said, I would find it very, very hard to, I'd find it hard to go along with, you know, there are two sides of it. And honestly, there is really one side of it.
Yeah, I heard the recording and I was like...
I guess it's on tape, but they repeat it over. It's repeated over and over. So actually, so am I allowed to say that?
I guess, but OMG.
Why am I doing this? Why are we even wasting our time? You just shouldn't do it.
Why not? It's a simple question. Why would anyone date their own daughter?
I didn't say that.
You did?
I didn't say it.
Come on.
This was not me. That has not taken place.
Okay, I guess I made it up.
Okay. A real wise guy.
Are you going to get mad over it now?
Screw you. Screw everything.
Oh, really?
Why am I doing this?
Because I wanted to talk to you about this.
Cut the shit.
You said you would date Ivanka.
Whatever. I said I want to look into it. You.
Oh, that's really mature. Donald, come on.
Davino Veritas, live from Burbank, California.
No, big storm on the East Coast. The entire Northeast is being hit by winter storm Stella, the first blizzard of 2017. That's the story, yeah. Of course, now that Obamacare is getting repealed, it's nice to see something still covering half the country. Kind of interesting. Yeah, what's going on? Vladimir Putin is not happy. Did you know this? Vladimir Putin is reportedly frustrated by the lack of progress in U.S.-Russian diplomacy since President Trump took office. Yeah, he's not happy, yeah. In fact, Putin's so frustrated today, he called Trump and threatened to fire him. Seriously.
I thought we had a deal.
Press Secretary Sean Spicer now says that President Trump didn't literally mean that President Obama wiretapped him. He also said Donald Trump didn't literally mean for people to vote for him. That was not the idea.
Yeah.
This is the best one. I can't do it. My hair is not going down today. Today, President Trump had lunch with a Saudi prince. Yep. Trump told the Saudi prince, we have a lot in common. My wife doesn't leave the house either. So... Listen, I mean, the show is free, let me remind you. You pay nothing, okay? White House strategist Steve Bannon is under criminal investigation for voter fraud. Yeah. Yeah, reportedly he voted last year in Florida while still technically a resident of 1930s Germany. So, you can't have it both ways. Okay, enough politics. Check this out. An Ohio couple has been arrested for faking their own murder. Yes, an Ohio couple is arrested for faking their own murder. People grew suspicious when the couple changed their Facebook status to, we've been murdered. Take that in. Sad. Yeah. New research just came out. It finds that consuming potatoes and alcohol can lower your sperm count. So, fellas, this St. Patrick's Day could be our last. Can you think of that? By the way, I'm sorry. If that were true, I wouldn't be alive. That's bullshit. There's no way. I'm one of six kids. There's no way. That's all we had. Have your taser! That's how my parents greeted me every morning. Yeah. Have your tater! And they threw it at me. Hit me off the head.
So.
And they're not even from, they weren't born in Ireland.
No.
They just talk like pirates. You'll get your tater. Hope you enjoyed that, folks. My parents are watching at home. Well, but none of this happened.
Do you find yourself feeling depressed? Hopeless? Having trouble sleeping? Struggling with frequent panic attacks? Irritability? Constant arguments with family?
I know Dad did too. I know that.
Really? Friends? Or even friends of friends on Facebook? Yelling at your phone or computer screen?
Unbelievable.
And the constant urge to pull out your hair? If any of these sound familiar, you may be suffering from TIAD or Trump-induced anxiety disorder. Impichara may help. Impichara is a prescription medication that may alleviate many symptoms of TIAD. Impichara works on your brain's neurotransmitters and optical receptors, convincing you that Donald Trump has already been impeached. Not all patients have the same reactions, and results may vary.
Okay.
Side effects may include elation, the ability to focus on work and family again, and reconnecting with people you called ignorant fuckfaces on social media. Women that are pregnant or nursing should ask their doctor, as well as their state legislators, if they are allowed to take this medicine. Impichara is not approved for children or adolescents under voting age and should not be taken by those in favor of the current administration, for it may cause thoughts of suicide or spontaneous bowel movements. In rare cases, people have developed a skin condition known as Cheeto face. Tell your doctor right away if you have thoughts of comb-overs or experience a reduction in the size of your hands. Before you decrease or stop taking Impichara, make sure you have disabled instant news alerts on all of your mobile devices.
Things got pretty dark there for a while, but thanks to Impichara, I've elected to be happy. Nice shot.
Talk to your doctor to see if Impichara might be right for you.
Go again.
Also, do it fairly soon before you lose your health insurance.
Samsung back in the news. Samsung is getting ready to launch their latest smartphone, the Galaxy S8. Now, reviewers say the new Samsung model has some impressive features and could be the biggest threat to iPhone's long-standing dominance in the U.S. market. And they might be right. Take a look at Samsung's latest ad.
Goodbye, iPhone.
Bye-bye, iPhone.
Time to move on, iPhone.
Say goodbye to your iPhone and hello to the Samsung Galaxy S8. Unlike the Samsung Galaxy Note 7, the Galaxy S8 won't spontaneously burst into flames because the Galaxy S8 was specifically designed with "don't burst into flames" in mind. The Galaxy S8 will help you take charge, connect with old friends, but definitely not spontaneously combust due to a systemic fault in the engineering of the barrier jacket separating highly volatile components of a lithium battery.
I kind of miss the excitement of a burning phone.
If that's you, simply switch your S8 to classic mode, and you've got a Galaxy Note 7 again.
Woo!
The Samsung Galaxy S8.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, before President Trump took off.
Savino Veritas.
Total fabrication.
The gripes of wrath.
Everything but the truth. Everything's gonna change. Everything but the truth.
Tom Savino here from Burbank, California, on Savino Veritas, land of make believe and fantasy. This is Savino Veritas, and Veritas means the truth, and we're always aiming for the truth no matter what side. The truth is round, very round, no sides at all on the truth. And you know, not all surveys, Nielsen and all those surveys that question people, not all of them are anti-Trump or anti-Trump care. In fact, here is one that here's a survey that comments on Trump Care.
Pew, 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 pew.
Obviously, that was a Pew survey.
I don't think that's funny.
The bottom line is, the question that you still have not answered is, can you say affirmatively that whenever the president says something, we can trust it to be real?
If he's not joking, of course. I mean, but in that case, hold on, but no, you're asking, hold on.
Start over again with joking.
Okay, no, but your point is, if he's, every time that he speaks authoritatively, he's speaking as president of the United States.
Like, it's more than 3 million Americans voted illegally.
Was he joking
or does he believe it?
He does believe it.
The bottom line is, the question that you still have not answered is, can you say affirmatively that whenever the president says something, we can trust it to be real?
If he's not joking, of course.
What a great honor to be able to introduce for the first time ever anywhere the 45th president of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
We will get the job done. We are transferring power from Washington, D.C., and giving it back to you, the people. Because this moment is your moment. It belongs to you. The United States of America is your country. January 20th, 2017, will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. Everyone is listening to you now. At the center of this movement is a crucial conviction that a nation exists to serve its citizens. An education system flush with cash, and the crime, and the gangs, and the drugs. This American carnage stops right here and stops right now.
And they're off on a break far back, Wire Me Cash. From the center, here comes Wizard of Ozny. To the inside, Do Me, Do Me, Do Me is heading out well. So is P.L. Houdini. P.L. Houdini will slip to the front in front of Wizard of Ozny. Then it's back to Do Me, Do Me, Do Me. On the outside is Praskeel. Inside for hubby number one. To the outside, not finding a hole there yet, is Warwee Proton. Saving ground at the rail, Royal Dazzler, the early two trailers are White Gloves and Muscle Boy Toy, and it's far back to Wire Me Cash, 28-1 your first quarter. And it's P.L. Houdini, like a thief in the night, he's up by half a length over Wizard of Ozny, another half gap to Do Me, Do Me, Do Me, and then back in fourth we get Praskeel. Fifth spot, hubby number one, sixth away, finding that inside spot was Warwee Proton. And then it's Royal Dazzler back to White Gloves. Muscle Boy Toy, Wire Me Cash. He's had enough. They head down the backside towards the half. Here is P.L. Houdini still setting the tempo. Nice, sweet little trip there for Wizard of Ozny. She'll have some jam down the stretch. Back in third, Do Me, Do Me, Do Me, deciding to stay in, looks like, is on the outside. Here comes Warwee Proton. To the inside, Praskeel, second over toe for P.L. Houdini. As they head into that turn, third over getting activated there is White Gloves. Then it's hubby number one and Muscle Boy Toy. Still P.L. Houdini, the one to reel in. P.L. Houdini going to try to disappear on them, but Warwee Proton is reeling him in right now. Wizard of Ozny, she's got trot. She needs a seam out. Going to have to wait a bit here, though, and Do Me, Do Me, Do Me's taking her chances. She's also trying to angle out 128-430 and 2/5 third quarter. And here they come, and it's activity from B.L. Houdon to the outside. Warwee Proton jammed at the inside. Wizard of Ozny, Do Me, Do Me, Do Me, gonna get a seam, and she has enough. Late charge from Wizard of Ozny, Do Me, Do Me, Do Me.
Oh my God.
Will win, finishing second, Wizard of Ozny, third spot to White Gloves. Time for the mile, 158-3.
What it took to be black once varied so wildly throughout the country, from one quarter to exactly what race you are. But how would you... You may think you know exactly what race you are, but how would you prove it if someone disagreed with you? The fact is, even though race drives a lot of social and political outcomes, race isn't real. One of the first people to attempt to categorize humans according to race was a German scientist around 1776. He came up with 5 different groups according to physical appearance and geographic origin of their ancestors. Americans of European descent eagerly bought into this type of thinking around the same time. Some historians have said the idea that there were different races helped them resolve the contradiction between a natural right to freedom and the fact of slavery. If whites were their own distinct category, then they could feel a lot better about denying freedom to people who they labeled black and decided were fundamentally different. But as political priorities change, definitions of race in America adjust right along with them. For example, if you were of Mexican birth or ancestry in the United States in 1929, you were considered white. Then the 1930 census changed that to non-white to limit immigration. Later, when the U.S. needed to increase its labor force during World War II, these people were switched back to white. And what it took to be black once varied so wildly throughout the country, from 1/4 to 1/16 to the infamous one drop of African ancestry, that people could actually change races just by crossing state lines. Then, suddenly, in 2000, the government decided that Americans could be more than one race and added a multiracial category to the census. This has left many Americans scratching their heads when it comes to selecting who they are. As many as 6.2% of census respondents selected some other race in a 2010 survey. The idea that someone might look one way and identify another way, or that they might be really hard to place in a racial category, is not new. This is why there was a public debate about whether MSNBC's Karen Finney could say she was black, or how we can't even agree on the racial label assigned to the President of the United States. Of course, many people feel their racial identity is very clear and very permanent, but the fact that some people have changed theirs and that no one can really argue with them shows how shaky the very idea of race is. This is all because there isn't a race chromosome in our DNA that people can point to. It simply doesn't exist. When the medical community links race to health outcomes, it's really just using race as a substitute for other factors, such as where your ancestors came from or the experiences of people who may have been put in the same racial group as you. Dorothy Roberts explains that sickle cell anemia is a prime example of this. The disease is linked to areas with high rates of malaria, which include some parts of Europe and Asia in addition to Africa. It's not actually about race at all. This, of course, does not mean that the concept of race isn't hugely important in our lives. The racial categories to which we're assigned can determine real-life experiences, they can drive political outcomes, and they can even make the difference between life and death. But understanding that racial categories are made up can give us an important perspective on where racism came from in the first place.
Veritas is satire spelled backwards. With a V for victory.
Savino Veritas in Wine the Truth. This is Artist D.
And Anne-Marie from Up All Night on 4 Culture Radio.
Have you got any wine, Anne-Marie?
I'm completely intoxicated.
We love completely. To wine. We drink wine. We listen to Savino Veritas every week at JuiceTalk.com. Don't we love Tom?
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
How you doing?
The fabulous D show.
All tied up. Ready.
Veritas is satire spelled backwards.
JuiceTalk.com.
So Donald Trump is crazy. Who doesn't know that? Who could not admit that? Donald Trump is crazy. But why? Why is he crazy? This question has come up. A medical theory for Donald Trump's bizarre behavior is the name of an article that appeared in the February 17, 2017 issue of New Republic, written by Dr. Stephen Butler. The subtitle or subheading is Many Health Professionals Believe the President is Ill. But what if the cause is an untreated STD? Sexually transmitted disease. Al Franken recently raised a provocative question about Donald Trump. Is he mentally ill? On HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher last week, now this article was written in February 17th, the Minnesota senator claimed that some of his Republican colleagues have, quote, great concern about the president's temperament, adding that, quote, there's a range in what they'll say, and some will say that he's not right mentally, and some are harsher, end quote. 2 days later, he told CNN's Jack Taper, quote, we all have the suspicion that, you know, that he's not, he lies a lot. And, you know, that is not the norm for a president of the United States or actually for any human being, end quote. Franken is not alone in his suspicion. Last year, Jeb Bush said of his Republican primary opponent, quote, I'm not a psychiatrist or a psychologist, but the guy needs therapy, end quote. Senator Bernie Sanders recently called Trump, quote, delusional, in many respects a pathological liar, end quote. Now, this is not in the article, but Ted Cruz also publicly has said Donald Trump is a pathological liar. Back to the article. A congressman, Ted Lieu of California, a California Democrat, is introducing legislation that would require the White House to have a psychiatrist on staff. Quote, I'm looking at it from the perspective of, if there are questions about the mental health of the president of the United States, what may be the best way to get the president treatment, end quote, he told the Huffington Post. Meanwhile, a debate is raging among mental health professionals about Trump's mental state and whether it's unethical of them to speculate publicly about someone whom they haven't examined. Doing so violates psychiatrists' code of ethics, the relevant section of which is called the Goldwater Rule, which, because of its association with the magazine survey of psychiatrists about Barry Goldwater, the Republican presidential nominee in 1964, one online petition with nearly 24,000 signatures calls for Trump's removal because he manifests a serious mental illness that renders him psychologically incapable of competently discharging the duties of president. Another with 36,000 signatures declares that, quote, Trump appears unable to control his compulsion and displays characteristics of all 9 criteria to officially diagnose an individual with narcissistic personality disorder, end quote. Sabina Veritas has thoroughly looked into that. We did a show on that about Trump's insanity, and we have clearly established that Donald Trump exhibits all 9 traits with citations, audio citations, supporting that idea. Physicians like me, now this is written by Dr. Butler, have also taken notice of Trump's bizarre, volatile behavior. Given our experience, we can't help but wonder if there's a medical diagnosis to be made. After all, many medical conditions exhibit their first symptoms in the form of psychiatric issues and personality changes. One condition in particular is notable for doing so. Neurosyphilis. Syphilis, a sexually transmitted infection, is sometimes referred to as the great impostor because of its ability to mimic many other conditions. It is commonly broken down into 3 stages. Primary syphilis is the most widely recognized form of the disease. It is characterized by the development of an ulcer, usually genital, a few weeks to 4 months after sexual contact with an infected person. That's interesting because most of America are getting ulcers because of Donald Trump, although those are more intestinal and psychologically generated. Back to the article. If the ulcer is not treated, or if the ulcer is not noticed or not treated, it heals on its own and the disease enters a dormant phase. But during this time, the bacteria, a spirochete called Treponium pallidum, spreads throughout the body without causing any symptoms. A secondary stage of the disease is seen in some patients weeks or months later. These patients may develop a variety of systematic symptoms such as rash, fever, and swollen glands. If not treated, the infection enters a prolonged latent phase, which can last decades. During this time, it is asymptomatic and is not contagious. In some cases, this is followed by a tertiary stage, which is the most serious and may involve an organ in the body. It is seen 10 to 30 years after the initial infection and is best known for causing neurological and neuropsychiatric disease. Neurosyphilis. The symptoms of neurosyphilis are protean, varying widely from one individual to another. Commonly recognized symptoms include irritability, loss of ability to concentrate, delusional thinking, and grandiosity. Certainly, President Derelict Trump shows all of those symptoms. It's evident. Who would disagree with that? Even his supporters would have to admit that if they themselves were sane. I'm going to read that commonly recognized symptoms again. Irritability, loss of ability to concentrate. You know, give me all the briefing things on one page and make sure they have bullets on them. That's, you know, instead of 17 pages that he can't deal with. Delusional thinking. My inauguration was the largest attended inauguration in the history of the world. Even kings had fewer people. You know, delusional. And grandiosity. I have the best words. Nobody has words better than me. That may or may not be true, but he certainly doesn't have the best sentences. Speaking of sentences, is our sentence 4 years? 4 years of this insane president? Is that our sentence? We can lower that sentence by pushing and shoving and protesting and resisting and calling out this criminal, insane criminal. Back to the article. I digress. Visual problems may develop, including the inability of pupils to react to light. And as an English teacher in a high school, I had many pupils who did not respond. This, along with other ocular pathology, can result in photophobia, dimming of vision, and squinting, as Oprah would say. Squinting, indeed. I have never seen a president who squints more than Donald Trump. And perhaps it's a symptom of stage 3 of neurosyphilis. Back to the article. All of these things have been observed in Trump. Dementia, headaches, gait disturbances. Of course, here we're talking about not Watergate or Russiagate, but walking gait problems. And he does seem to me clumsy, although he hasn't fallen off the stairs or pulled a Jerry Ford. But I think he has gait disturbances. And patchy hair loss can also be seen in later stages of syphilis. Does Trump suffer from this condition? I cannot, of course, establish this diagnosis from a distance. There's a great deal of information I don't have access to, which could be critical in reaching the correct conclusion. In Trump's case, there are many diagnostic possibilities, and we have very little background information because the slim medical summary he released was vague, unverifiable, and possibly outdated. On the other hand, every time I see a new patient, he or she comes to me with incomplete information, or sometimes no information at all. Part of my training is to ask the right questions to get a sense of what the problem might be and make a list of possible diagnoses that could explain the problem. This is called differential diagnosis. From there, additional questions, examinations, and tests are performed to narrow down the list, usually to one unifying diagnosis. Given the limited information available, neurosyphilis belongs in the differential diagnosis. We know Trump was potentially exposed to syphilis based on his own statements that he was sexually promiscuous in the 1980s, a period when syphilis cases were rapidly increasing in the United States. Quote, "I've been so lucky in terms of that whole world," end quote, he told Howard Stern in 1997, referring to his dating life the decade prior. quote, "It is a dangerous world out there. It's scary, like Vietnam, sort of like the Vietnam era. It is my personal Vietnam. I feel like a great and very brave soldier." End quote. What an asshole. My comment. What an asshole. If indeed Trump has neurosyphilis, he'd be in famous company. Al Capone had it. So did composers Frederick Delius and Franz Schubert. Many others were suspected of having it, including Hitler, Mussolini, and Ivan the Terrible. What might enable us to eliminate Trump from this group? I'd like to eliminate Trump from one group, the group of presidents of the United States. Two simple blood tests in combination can determine whether a patient has syphilis now or had it in the past. If both tests are negative, then he doesn't have neurosyphilis. If one or both tests are positive, further evaluation, probably including a spinal tap, would be in order. The importance, both to Trump and the nation, of establishing or ruling out this diagnosis cannot be overstated, because this infection is treatable. Without treatment, however, the disease is progressive. The disease is progressive. I hope none of the progressives get it. Only the regressives. May this disease be granted to only the regressive GOP, who I now call the GROP, the greedy Russian ops. May neurosyphilis be granted to only them. Without the treatment, however, the disease is progressive. It can make for a rather ugly end of one's life. Whether Trump emerged unscathed from his personal Vietnam is now a question that he should explore with his personal physician. I doubt that he will do that, of course, because he is delusional and lives in a state of denial, and I don't mean in Egypt, and he's living in a state of denial. Is now the 51st state denial, right after Hawaii. We have Alaska, Hawaii, and denial. That's now the new state that deemed such by Air Twitler himself. Anyway, this article was written by Dr. Butler, who has spent over 30 years practicing medicine, specializing in infectious diseases. That was from the New Republic, a public service from Savino Veritas.
And she was married.
By the pussy.
think we can all agree that nowadays, for single people, it's sometimes hard to find that special someone. But if you're a Trump supporter, there may be hope. People are supposedly finding love or each other on TrumpSingles.com. This is a real thing, a new website where people who love Donald Trump are finding other people who agree with them. And apparently, it's become so popular that other similar competing services are springing up. Here's a commercial I saw just last night for a new dating app called Trump Mingle. Let's take a look.
Are you ready to tear down that wall around your heart? Then Trump Mingle is the dating app for you.
I tried other dating apps. They were sad, pathetic. But the people on Trump Mingle are tremendous. Just fantastic and tremendous.
One of the great things about Trump Mingle is it only allows you to list your dislikes.
Meryl Streep is so overrated.
Terrible in The Iron Lady.
And have you seen the Today Show rating?
It's unwatchable.
And who even reads the New York Times anymore?
No one. That's why it's failing. Yeah, failing.
I just started kissing her. I couldn't even wait. When you're a Trump Mingle user, they let you do it.
Other apps, they don't vet. But Trump Mingle has extreme vetting. Study the world, people. It's got a lot of bad dudes in it. Bad hombres, losers, haters. But not here.
Look, there are other apps. Look, okay, here's the thing. I'm smart. I went to an Ivy League school. You know, and this is the best dating app. Everyone says so. You see, these other... Okay, listen. We all know what it's like. You know, dating is gonna be so good. I mean, it hasn't been good. I mean, look at our roads and bridges. It's a disaster. Dating is a disaster. You can't even get a reservation at a good restaurant anymore. And Putin? Not a bad guy, believe me. You know, I've never met him, but I really like him. But I don't know him, and I've never called him, but yeah, great guy.
You read my mind.
We never win anymore. Finally, we're winning and meeting our soulmates. And it's all thanks to Trump Mingle.
We were the only two black people.
I couldn't be happier about purchasing, I'm sorry, meeting my wife on Trump Mingle.
Я не понимаю по-английски.
Trump Mingle also offers a 30% discount on Russian mail order brides for first-time users. So what are you waiting for? Hurry and sign up now. A 90-day waiting period has been instituted on all Muslim love seekers, but only until we figure out what the hell is going on. Please note, we shall never sell your information to third parties. We just hand it over to internet trolls.
Make America date again!
And if you like Trump Mingle, you'll love Bernie Connect.
I like soup.
Me too!
But I don't like it when it's too hot.
I love you!
I love you!
We'll be right back with you and McGregor, everybody.
Into a room, all eyes are on her. She's Ivanka. And a woman like her deserves a fragrance all her own. A scent made just for her. Because she's beautiful. She's powerful. She's complicit. She's a woman who knows what she wants and knows what she's doing. Complicit. She doesn't crave the spotlight, but we see her. Oh, how we see her. Complicit. A feminist. An advocate. A champion for women. But, like, how? She's loyal, devoted, but probably should have bounced after the whole Access Hollywood bus thing. Oh, well. Also, I bet when she watches Titanic, she thinks she's Rose. Sorry, girl, you're Billy Zane. Complicit, the fragrance for the woman who could stop all this, but won't. Also available in a cologne for Jared.
Going through that sort of opening of that litany, it occurred to me sitting here that, wait a minute, what we're watching in the Trump administration is sort of a show within a show, right? So the first show has an audience of 62 million people who voted for Donald Trump. He's putting on a performance for them of doing the things he said he was going to do and being their president, and he wants to look good to them. And so he'll say, I'm going to build a big, beautiful wall. Mexico's going to pay for it. Oh, they're not going to pay for it? I never said that. Mexico's never going to pay for it. You're going to pay for it, but you're going to love it. It's going to be beautiful. So he's putting on a show for them. But then you also have this other show happening where Donald Trump's staff, his team, Sean Spicer, all of these guys who work for him, are putting on a show for him.
Right.
Because that's exactly he is right. Not entertained. I don't know if they know what he'll do. And he'll get angry if Sean Spicer doesn't come out and say, Donald Trump perpetuating the birther movement for years, and his relentless attempt to undermine the country's first black president paid off. Mother Jones reported that Trump's support among likely GOP voters nearly doubled once he started talking about the birth certificate. So it shouldn't surprise any of us that Trump would fuel conspiracy theories as a candidate. Theories like how the father of his presidential rival, Ted Cruz, had a role in the assassination of John F. Kennedy. That's not true. Or that thousands of Muslims celebrated the destruction of the World Trade Center on 9/11. Never happened. Or that the Central Park Five, the black and Latino teens accused of raping a white woman in 1989, were guilty and should have been executed, an idea he continued to flog even after they were exonerated by DNA evidence. Even inside the White House, tinfoil hat Trump continued, claiming the election that he won was rigged against him and that millions of people voted illegally, which, of course, is the only reason he lost the popular vote by 3 million votes. But the latest Trump conspiracy theory, which you might call the Trump Breitbart right-wing talk radio blue plate special, is truly in a class by itself. This one, pushed by the President of the United States, is that the former president, the aforementioned Barry Satoru Obama, wiretapped Trump Tower during the campaign. A week after that tweet, which, to be clear, accuses the former President of the United States of some...
Thank you for listening, friends. This is Tom Savino from Burbank, California, with Savino Editas in Wine the Truth, the fine wine of select gripes. Join us every Thursday, 11 p.m. Eastern Time at 148.ca/1 and 24/7 at the Too Cool for School JuiceTalk.com. Remember, I may be joking, but I'm never kidding. Resist!
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
The end.
By George, he's got it. It is the end.
No, that'll be all. Just be sure to lock the door behind you on your way out. Good night.